Open the door to huge savings now at Menards. Enhance the appearance of your home with a new stylish garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection of ideal garage doors or design your own using our free garage door designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big and ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Did you know that over 504 million people listen to podcasts every day, just like you? That's a lot of new customers. With AudioHook, you can tap into the power of podcasting to reach the right listeners and find your next customer. The AudioHook platform is designed to make podcast advertising simple and results-driven. The best part? You don't pay upfront for placements or impressions. You only pay when your campaign delivers the results you want, whether that's more site visits, leads, or sales. That's right, you only pay for results. AudioHook uses advanced technology to ensure your message connects with your target audience. Campaigns are optimized in real time so you can track success and adjust strategies instantly. With AudioHook, you'll maximize your spend and achieve your business goals faster. Get started today and take your business to the next level in 2025. To learn more about how AudioHook can help you achieve your desired results, visit audiohook.com/results. That's audiohook.com/results.
Hello, sisters and brothers.
Say what you want to say. What you doing? Who? Okay, I see you done got upgraded. Who this new old lady that you with now?
Oh, man. Consuela.
What's her name? What is she, a doctor?
We're not going to get into the particular subject, man. We just, you know, down here.
It's nice to hear.
Taking care of some
before
work.
You was at Miss Bertha's house, she had them candies in a jar behind you. Now you done got you a classy old lady, modern old lady.
Yeah, man. Yeah. She's doing all right for herself. Doing all right for herself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What's going on with y'all? How was y'all weekend?
Weekend was pretty good.
Same.
I saw Justice at the Hollywood Bowl.
I heard that concert was good. My homegirl went. She did shrooms right before she went. She said she had an amazing experience.
Hey, it was crazy.
Who was there?
Justice and Thundercat open.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I thought you meant Justice as in like their like
I got like I got my get back at the Justice concert.
Like it's a whole bunch of people that's like
it's a musical group, man.
I know, but I'm saying when he said it, it didn't click.
Right.
Hey, so they techno, right? But they make songs that you could like separate, like, okay, I know that's its own song, that's its own song. But then when they did it live, it was like we partying with our own music. We playing our music, but we also like showing you like, hey, we the ones that did this. Like they changing stuff, they like mixing it up. They flex, the lights going. So, you know, the light people already know the flex was pre-planned. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was fire. It was fire. I get aggressive though when the techno plays. I do feel like I'm loading up fighting styles and stuff. And I was out there being real Mortal Kombat-y for a second, you know what I'm saying? But that's how I party. I don't know. Everybody don't party like me.
No, I don't party like that. But that sounds like fun.
It was a blast. There was a time where I grabbed the beat. I grabbed the beat and I ate it. You know what I'm saying? The people behind me was thoroughly entertained.
Did you also take shrooms before you went?
I didn't take shrooms. I took cannabis in the liquid form.
Wait, what the is liquid, that? Like the drink?
I brought a can. And you can bring food in there. And so, yeah.
I went...
It's not encouraged to smoke, but, you know, I smoked out of can.
What you eating to hear? A ho-ho, you-ho?
A dry rib.
About the same. Okay.
It's not the same.
Nah. Potato, potato. I had a very good weekend. So, wait. Saturday was my son's birthday, which was wild. We had a movie theater. We rented a movie theater, got all his friends. Let me just tell y'all, I'm glad we had our own movie theater because and we went to go see The Wild Robot because he had been wanting to see it and it just came out and it's really good. But I wouldn't be able to tell you how it ended because an hour into the movies, all the kids just started running around. They was just running around a theater. And I let them. I didn't say nothing.
Wait, were you the only parent there? Were any other parents
No.
there?
Everybody's parent was there with, like, just sitting there. But everybody's parent was like, "Look, it's dark in here. I'm tired. I'm gonna just lay back." They want to run, let them run.
They didn't hurt themselves
Yes, my
running
daughter
around in the
did bust her
dark?
lip in there, but everybody else safe. She's tough. She's good. But yeah, that was. But then I left there immediately and went straight to. So y'all. I'm just telling y'all this on Squadcast and everybody who watched this because y'all are our faithful viewers and listeners. A little bit of tea for y'all. So Jamie Foxx got a Netflix special coming out and I went to the taping. And
Okay.
I'm
Come
telling
on
y'all because they
now.
didn't make a sign nothing, okay? Oh, there she go back behind him.
Hey.
There she go. Hey, girl. I
Oh
knew
that is
it.
not my sugar mama.
I knew it.
Oh, Katie, you had the face mask on and
Can you hide
everything.
your face? Yeah, hey, Katie. Hey, girl. We knew you. See, I knew. I didn't think you had went that far over the edge to here, but I get it. Okay. She got a
Relax,
nice place.
relax, everybody, relax.
Well, you got some explaining to do. What's going on?
I'm down here for a show. Well, a couple shows. We did a show at this place called Santa Leandra, because it's a lot of expats down here. For those that don't know, expats are with former Americans call themselves when they get citizenship in a new country. So I met a lot of expats. It's a big black community in London that
There's just so much going on right now.
this is an extremely
So much
happening,
has happened in the last minute, y'all.
man?
What up?
What's up, Lou?
What up, y'all? What up, Meg? What up, bad bitch to hear? What up, Pat? What up, Rob?
What up?
I can't, Pat.
What's up, Lou? What's up,
What's
Pat? How you
up?
feeling, man?
How's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
No,
Come on,
you're not
man.
about to get on
It's
here and not talk. Either take that mask off or talk through the mask. We ain't playing them games.
Oh, my bad. I was muted. What's up, y'all?
Okay.
I was like, yo, Pennywise talked. Like, don't do that. Like, Pennywise did talk.
I was into the wrong character. I'm in
You over there look
Halloween.
like Penny Dumb. Shut up, Pat.
Boo, boo, get him out the way, Meg. Get him out the way.
You float too.
Put a mask on that joke.
Meg
No,
was telling us how she was being a bad mom this weekend.
was gonna get good mom. My son had his birthday party at we rented a theater for him and his friends, and like halfway through the movie, they just started running around theater, and I just let them.
While
What
it's
movie
still
was
dark,
it?
mind you,
Joker 2?
while it's still dark and while it's the stairs and all of that, and the parents was just like, if they die, they die.
What you mean rented a theater out?
Like you
Rent
can
a
do like a
theater.
private rental so that it's just you and your people in the movie theater.
You know this, Pat.
I've never done that.
You don't mind
Post-COVID,
AMC?
it's way cheaper now than it used to be.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's
it used
actually
to
not. It
be.
was like the same
Yeah.
cost as doing like a kid like indoor playground birthday. I was like, why wouldn't I just do this?
Oh, because nobody's going to the movies no more.
Pretty
That's
much.
part of it.
I don't know about nobody.
I'll
It'd be
go to the
people
movie.
there.
I got the AMC Plus Pass, whatever it's called.
Y'all still go to the movies?
Yeah.
I do.
Sometimes.
What's the last movie y'all saw in theaters?
Tonight.
Alien Romulus.
That was a minute
Damn.
ago,
Oh,
wasn't it?
yeah. No, you're right. I'm thinking about Prometheus. Romulus. I saw Romulus too. I saw that a
Prometheus.
couple weeks ago. That might
Oh,
have been
that
the
was
last movie I
recent.
went to go see too.
I
And then
saw.
I saw Trap before that.
I didn't see Trap.
I saw the last movie I saw was Deadpool. Deadpool and Wolverine.
Oh
Hey,
yeah, I saw
okay, me too.
Deadpool. I
Me
did see
too.
Deadpool.
Anybody see Joker? They are giving that shit the business right now.
What is going on though? The first one was so good.
It's a musical, the second one. That's why. It's a full-blown musical.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
oh,
is.
Oh, that's
yeah,
why they got is. Lady Gaga.
That's why they got Lady Gaga.
It's a full-blown musical.
Who made that choice?
The director, Todd.
The backlash. Everybody, and the backlash. Like, so like, the people who really rode out for the Joker was the wrong type of people. And they was like, yo, we want to get some other people to like the Joker too.
Has maybe switching to like a musical musicals. Ever worked for a franchise? Like, I feel like there's we obviously there's like Disney movies and stuff that started as a musical, but switching to a musical like Spider-Man 3, has that ever worked?
I don't think it's ever been
the
done.
The Last Thor was a musical, wasn't it?
Nah, Love The Last Thor was definitely not a musical. It was a Man, comedy.
They was singing their ass off in that.
I like the Ragnarok.
Me too.
It was not. It was like the
you're talking about Love and Thunder.
Love and Thunder.
There were songs.
I thought they sang.
I fell asleep in that.
Not being positive if it's songs or not is kind of crazy. How do you not know? You saw it?
I fell asleep in Love and Thunder and Moana. I have no idea what those movies are about.
Moana was fire.
Oh, that's the one with Rock.
Mm-hmm. They had the Rock singing. I was like,
you could just go on Disney Plus and watch that. I know you got Disney Plus. You're big.
If I fell asleep in a theater. You don't think I'm gonna fall asleep at my own house?
Oh, well, I thought the reason you fell asleep is because you were like you didn't have sleep, not because it was boring.
I think they just wrapped up filming for the next Moana. You know, right.
Next year
Brennan's brother, Lonzo, he does set design. His next one's live action. So I think they let him go like Thursday of last week, Thursday, Friday. So they just wrapped up for it.
Wait.
Oh, I'm here for it.
You said the second one is live action? Or they're recreating the first live action?
Yeah, I guess so.
I've never seen a sequel.
No, Moana doesn't have a first live action.
No, this is the first live action with the Rock playing the thing. Don't listen to Tahir. I said
the next one is live action.
That's a lot of water. That's a lot of water.
But they did
any more than a regular beach.
The Little Mermaid.
They using a lot of water to do that. To do Moana, because aren't her powers water-based?
It's a beach.
But what do you think they did for Little Mermaid, Rob? The second the new one.
It's people in this world that need water. We shouldn't be out here making water-based movies like that.
It's a beach.
It's CGI.
They ain't going to use real water.
No, it was CGI the first time. Now it's live action. Live water.
It was not CGI
was
the first time. It was animation.
The first time it was a cartoon. Now everything real. The water got to be real too, or else we're going to be like, that's fake water.
You don't have to take you a little movie.
So all
class.
The water used in the new Little Mermaid, they just going to reuse that. And then
he was protesting about that too.
I mean, you know, that was a minute ago when they got that water.
Rob,
you know,
get
saying?
A desk
mark. A lot has happened since then.
I'm
sick of this.
Quiet.
What is this? Your open
That's
mic?
How hardcore I am. That's how real I am. I talked to my mom with this mic.
Get a desk mic. You don't see nobody else's mic, and you're over here.
Are you doing?
You talk to your mom with it. Is there no cord on the bottom of it when you talk to your mom?
I talked to my grandma with this mic. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't.
It's
about
not
that
even
life.
Crispier quality
life.
Than ours.
It's not.
You're doing that.
It's
no
the
reason.
Raw. I'm giving y'all the raw.
I love the stand up dedication though. Yo, that's a true stand up.
Come on, man. Even when I'm sitting down, I'm still a stand up. You smell me?
Oh my God, you're making it worse. Is that even plugged in, Rob?
Yeah, it's plugged
you
in.
Have a mic stand for it.
He's using the computer.
I do have a mic stand. It's just not. Yeah, it ain't. It ain't together.
What if it's all a trick like I did with Tiny Mike and he just got another mic?
That's what I'm thinking. He's using his desktop mic, but he's going like this for the effect. There's no plug in that.
It is a plug. I can hold up. Let's see. I could turn it down.
Why the shoes behind you all in them like they're all on the side?
Because they're supposed to be your broke boy.
I got big feet.
You make good money, bro. You should get a regular like.
Shouldn't they be like this?
Nah, that's for small feet. Big feet, it got to be to the side.
Sorry, Pat.
Yeah, see, Pat wears heels. He don't know about that. He just wears his it.
Like, damn it. He got a Sarah Jessica Parker.
Pat wear, Patty wearing kitten heels, a little small.
He got a little kitten. He's just like, I'm a wedding. He grabbed his shoes like this. Like, I'm a wedding.
Okay, with the two fingers. Yeah.
That's right, yeah. Penny Dumb. Go over there.
He got a lot of wedges on his wall.
That's the worst shoe. You made me a girl years. And an unstylish girl. I thought that those shoe closets or the shoe walls had to be like
it's multiple, on display. It's different ones when it comes to
it's different ones.
The containers.
I had to get a.
You know, Pat don't know about no organization. He had all his shoes is in that closet behind him. He just throw them in there and hope he grabbed two that match. And if not, that's what he's gonna wear.
That's just equipment.
He keep all his shoes in a Jack in the Box bag. He just reach in.
Wow.
Wear whatever he grab out.
All his Birkenstocks just be at the door. You know, they just throw it off at the door. He like, I just kick them off, put it back on. I don't need no organization.
Birkenstocks. I do have a pair.
We know.
We know. Before we look down, we already know. It's like a Birkenstock day.
Y'all missed it. No, y'all missed it before you got on here, Lou and Pat, to hear. I was like, to hear whose house is this? Which old lady you got? I see she's like stylish. She got a new apartment, whatever. Y'all, why does white woman walk behind him?
It was recorded. I can go back and see next week.
Yeah, can we go watch it next week?
Who is taking care of you here?
Keenan, go take that out. It's gonna jump right to when y'all
come. No, is she not
robe like this?
What white woman is this?
This is about as good a time as any for us to jump right into today's first topic.
No, it's not. We're not jumping nowhere until you answer these questions to hear.
Who is this white woman?
Thank Bob Hayes for pulling up, man. We got the OG squad here. Hey. Meg Scoop, Patrick Cloud, Lulu Gonzalez. I'm to hear more. We're gonna jump right into this first topic. Right after this.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Did you know that over 504 million people listen to podcasts every day, just like you? That's a lot of new customers. With AudioHook, you can tap into the power of podcasting to reach the right listeners and find your next customer. The AudioHook platform is designed to make podcast advertising simple and results-driven. The best part? You don't pay upfront for placements or impressions. You only pay when your campaign delivers the results you want, whether that's more site visits, leads, or sales. That's right, you only pay for results. AudioHook uses advanced technology to ensure your message connects with your target audience. Campaigns are optimized in real time so you can track success and adjust strategies instantly. With AudioHook, you'll maximize your spend and achieve your business goals faster. Get started today and take your business to the next level in 2025. To learn more about how AudioHook can help you achieve your desired results, visit audiohook.com/results. That's audiohook.com/results.
First topic of the day, we have, would you rather know what your partner is thinking versus have them always know what you're thinking?
Oh, shit. Okay, this is the worst one we've had in a while. Know what they're thinking.
Know what they're thinking.
Initially, I was like, I'd rather always know what my partner's thinking. That way I can avoid trouble, and I always know what she wants to eat or what she don't want to eat. One of the biggest things.
That's your biggest concern is food?
I don't got a lot going on at the crib, eat. Man. We good over
what
here.
If you, what if y'all smashing and you hear, or
I would rather have a sandwich.
Ew. I wouldn't recover from that.
Ew.
What if you walk into a room and you hear your partner's thoughts? He go, this nigga again.
Oh my God.
Or just like, oh my God. When is he leaving? Got a nigga coming over.
That nigga really beat that arsenic, huh?
Damn. No, I gotta hear what they thinking.
You don't want them to hear yours?
Because I'd be the one that'd be like, ugh. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
She can't hear all my thoughts because all my thoughts aren't real.
Like, wait, like what?
Like sometimes I think chapter. Sometimes I think stuff, and then my real self would be like, well, you know, I don't think that for real.
So you create fake scenarios in your head and then like have like your own little world, and then you be like, oh, that wasn't.
Nah, yeah, fake thoughts. I've been thinking all day what it would have been like if I played in the NBA with my dad. Like if my dad came in baggy like shorts era.
You are not Bronny.
No, but if I was Bronny, what would it be like? And I don't want someone else to like hear this.
We all just heard it.
Right. Well, that is the most presentable version of what I do.
No, that would be terrible because think about it. He over here having this daydream like, dang, what if I was playing in the NBA with my dad and all he hears, nigga, please.
Right.
Never. You don't even know your dad.
Damn. Let alone shooting a three with him.
Yeah. But
that's what makes it difficult. If you don't know your dad, then it's like, I don't even know what he play like.
Damn, so you could have already played basketball with your dad. And not even known it.
I don't know where he wants the ball. I don't know what he wants to do. You know, I'm just like,
he get good rebounds or not. You don't know.
I think it would be awkward dealing with all the hoes, you know?
Right.
Think about it. You finally made it to the Lakers. You got all these baddies on the court side, and you can't even really do nothing because your dad over there, like, hey, we got practice in the morning, you know? Or it's just awkward,
that's
you know?
That's good. That's how he gonna stay out of trouble, man, and not be a headline.
No, you gotta be a headline.
Give him a little leeway. Like, he know what the life about. Let him go play a little bit. But, hey, man, you could go out with them hoes, but be back by 11:30.
Exactly. No, what NBA player is told that?
Right. That's good. I think that's good. It'll help.
11:30 is when the hoes warm up.
You better get some early hoes.
You better get them all like the hair begin. Get the old ladies.
Yeah. They got the warm ups on, you know. Can't
you
leave before
get the
game time.
That got a 9 to 5. Like, you gotta get a good, like a nurse hoe, like one of those hoes. Like, you know, they get
ooh,
all
RN.
Like, yeah. Real nurse hoe.
Nurses, RNO, flight attendants.
RNH. Ooh, okay.
Oh, who
you
else?
Cooking?
Teachers?
What nurse? Jesus Christ.
I've never had a female hoes, so I'm asking.
Because the teachers might try to, you know, these dudes be dumb as hell. They're going to try to correct them on shit. Like, no, that ain't what the
cook. You got to get a sub. You got to get a permanent sub. So she not
teachers
a real
get
teacher.
Up at like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so that's what you said. Player. She gotta be early. That wouldn't that mean she would qualify as being early?
She off at 3:30. What time practice start? 4 o'clock? 4:30?
I really don't know. I really I do think about that too. That's another thought I have. When is practice?
What time is? I think practice is like 10 a.m., 9 a.m., something like that.
Gotta what are we talking early. About? Practice?
You talk about practice. Somebody call Allen Iverson. Ask him what time practice.
Not the game. Not the game that I get paid to play.
Allen Iverson don't know what time
Robbie, practice. Your partner don't need to
it's
listen.
It's a job,
look,
right?
Everybody here is worried about their partner reading their thoughts because it's going to be something like, you know, like sexual related or have something to do with someone of the opposite sex. Rob's, on the other hand, is just like a whole bunch of dumb ideas. His girl going to be like, oh, my God.
See, I be thinking random shit, too. Like, if this was a zombie apocalypse, like, could he help me? Like, what does he contribute?
And then you gonna hear nigga no.
I would think about like how long would it take to make a whole house out of Legos. That's the shit I be.
I thought you was gonna say
okay, like tiny bricks or the like big blocks.
Tiny bricks.
Well, what you going for? Like a one bedroom, or are you going for like a mansion?
Man. Nah, man.
You going for a townhouse?
Nothing crazy. 3 bed, 3 bath.
That's a lot.
It
you
is.
Could have said 2.5 bath. Three
no,
bath?
I need three. I need
I
three.
Think
I
it
need
can
building
be
three
done.
Bathrooms that don't work that. Is hilarious.
Huh?
You can be like, hey, I just shit in this Lego toilet and it didn't flush. So
That's why he need 3 full baths.
If the flesh is blue pieces, the blue pieces knock it down.
Would it be the actual house made out of Legos, or would it be
you would have little, to build tiny pipes Legos out of Legos?
No. So, like, this is what I'm saying. Would it be a house made out of Legos, or would it be a house and then they build Legos around the house so they already have the outline?
Nah, you're just covering house the wall. Made out of Legos. Now
nah, man. They ain't tracing. They real about it. They ain't got to trace no house. They building you a house from scratch.
You're building a Lego mold. That's yeah. What you, that wasn't even freehand. You better freehand.
A brick house made out of tiny bricks. So it's brick, but it's made by, they built this brick by brick. Like, you think Franklin
State?
Like a Lego brick?
Let's see, that'd be like what? Like 100 Legos and just one regular brick?
Right. You're not knocking that down. That's a sturdy house right there. That's a strong foundation.
Why you holding a brick like a sandwich?
Hey, do it again.
Hold your brick again to here. He went like this. He like this.
Oh, my bad. I was making a house out of burgers. Did I say Legos? Why the hell did I say Legos? Hey Rob, when you're like thinking, are your thoughts holding a microphone like this, or is it on the desk?
Come on, man. My thoughts lobbed up.
Oh, you got the lob?
Yeah. Oh, your thoughts are more professional than
yeah, they strapped to
they
the
got
mic,
a bigger
you know
budget.
What I'm saying? They
strapped to the mic. I like the mic. I like the mic, Rob. I think it's fine.
Me too. Me
don't
too.
Lose it.
So why don't you put that in your thoughts? Why don't you transition?
What you mean? I'm not like them. That's what I keep saying. My thoughts are not like me. Like, we're not the same.
It's a whole other you.
It's a whole other me that be like, and I be like, dog, you tripping.
Do you think it might be a little bit of schizophrenia in there, right?
Do y'all ever agree?
I don't think
we agree all the time, and then they, you know what I'm saying? They'd be like, "Oh, you killed that, you bodied that. Hey kid, dog. You did that.
Do y'all think that it is? There are multiple voices that you think with, right? Like when you think, like if you want some get back on somebody, some revenge or something, or if you want to do something nice or something, do you think it's all the same thought person what? Or person of that thought, or do you think it's like multiple people that just
They said in a study that a lot of people, like if you read a sentence like to yourself in your head, don't have a narrator.
It ain't your voice?
A lot of people don't have that voice.
What is it?
I don't know. I was like, "What? How do y'all think?" There was like a lot of people don't have a narrator. Like if you read something, it's not a narrator and they're saying the words.
That's kind of scary. So they're just processing it as information?
I'm confused. When I read the word, what do you mean? In my head, I'm just...
You hear your voice, right? When you're reading something, you hear your voice as like your narrator. Like his thoughts. It's his narrating, his narration. Some people don't have that.
That's what I'm confused. And how do you read stuff?
You know words. You just don't hear the voice. You don't hear it to yourself. Mm-hmm. You just process it.
If it's somebody's like book, I read it in their voice. If it's somebody's book.
You'll read it in there. How you know what the author sound like all the time?
Like I read Trevor Noah's book, and I could hear Trevor Noah. When
that
I
nigga has a TV show. You was reading Harry Potter. I don't know what J.K. Rowling sounds like. Did you just make up a voice?
That's what imagination comes in.
But yeah, but like, you know Harry, you know how Ron, you know, he probably talk, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're making up voices for the characters, not reading it in the author's voice.
If I'm reading nonfiction and it's somebody telling their life story, like the RZA's book, I read in the RZA's voice. Mm. You know, there was certain words that was, you know, certain R
words.
That's
kind of fun, though. That's kind of fun. I've never done that. Like, all my voices sound like me when I'm reading in my head. Why would I change the voices?
So everybody sound like you, the boys and the girls?
Yeah.
Or it sounds like you doing a girl voice.
No, when I read it, okay, like on the Harry Potter thing, it'll be like Hermione, like, oh, I gotta go to class. That's me.
So like, okay, so I read 50 Cent's book, right? I read it a 50s voice, though. I understand what you're saying. I can't.
That's exhausting.
No, that's great. Because talks. Raising Kanan is in his voice, and Get Rich or Die Trying, he's always narrating. So yeah. Now you're like, see, it's not just me.
That's actually really interesting. I've never. Never.
I'm like over here reading stuff. I don't think I have a voice either, y'all. I just be reading the words.
Nope. Nobody is surprised by that, Meg. No.
I kind of figured that.
Y'all be hearing y'all voice?
Yeah.
I'm like looking at these, like I'm like at stuff on my desk. I'm like reading it now. I'm saying like,
but I don't
Meg
do you
be,
hear.
Make
you
me hearing Siri.
Listen, her imagination. I'm
reading the word. I don't hear a voice. I just
her imagination words? Saw how she was doing work and was like, nah, I don't want to be a part
The imagination was like, really? This is the best we can do? All right, I'm out of here. I'm going to Patrick.
Like, I don't get yeah, I don't like, I
don't want. We got enough over there. I'm going.
She doesn't want to imagine anything. She just want to do worksheets. I'm out of here.
Come on, Meg. Like, the imagination's trying to convince her. Like, come on. You want to do a silly voice? No.
What if you can fly, Meg? What if you can fly? Can't fly? You got to do this homework. You should stand up. You should do some work. My imagination's like, all right. That's it.
All right. Your inner child has died.
I mean, because, like, when I hear it, maybe it's like, to me, I never thought it was my voice. Like, I'm just reading. I'm like, I'm just reading words.
But what voice?
So, like, if you was to read Cloud Village behind, like, Patch Joint, when you say it in your head, how do you hear yourself saying Cloud Village?
That shit is like,
no, I just see village. The word cloud. I just say, oh, that's Cloud Village. Like, it's.
That's your voice. Oh, God damn it.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. That's what, to me, I, it just.
So don't just say like, it out loud. Just read it.
She's struggling not to talk. I think that's what it
you,
is.
Nigga.
Meg can't talk. She can't read to herself. She always got to be talking. She don't know how to shut up.
No, that's I'm saying I don't understand. I think it's what y'all are saying, but I think these people in this study is saying what I'm saying, which
if
is I didn't think it was my voice.
Laugh and imagination minus C squared.
Like, solve for laugh.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying I think it's the same thing, y'all. I think it is my voice. I don't know. I never analyzed this.
This is probably one of the most interesting things we've ever talked about because that's freaky to me, like how other people think.
I saw like,
oh, it's crazy because when it first started off, I was like, this is a very interesting conversation. Rob, you be coming with it, man.
Hey, man. Hey, I really, really got in my head for a second, you know?
Who's in your head? You're not even in your head. There's other people.
Right. It's crowded.
That's what a nigga say before he murders.
Hey, just remember, I've always liked you, Rob. We always been cool, man.
It's crowded in here, man.
Hey, just let me know, bro. I'll be out your way, bro, in a minute.
Hey, bro, I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it like that.
Now, you can do whatever you like. Just let me be out.
I just mean some people going to be quiet.
Shut up.
Yeah, exactly. That's before a massacre. And that nigga going to do it like this.
They say, Rob Haynes heard voice.
You ain't never seen nobody do that before. Head. With the mic in one hand, gun in the
microphone, and a gun.
Come on, dog. Come on, he voices never seen
told
nobody
me to do it.
You come in. I spit hot shit.
Yeah. You got a freestyle. If you got him at gunpoint, you got a freestyle. who's going to challenge you?
You got a freestyle.
You got imagine? A freestyle.
I already hate listening to niggas trying to rap. So, like, if you do it with a gun, you just like bars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
I might run it back. Pay? We might all say it together. Hey.
Oh, if you run it back, just shoot me. If you, I got said... one in me. I got one in me. If you run it back, just like, all right, jigs up, shoot me.
They heard me. They heard me, man.
I said. Nah, man. You gave me 16 already. No more. 16 is the max.
I don't think they heard me. It's crazy now. Let's put it to a vote, man. Let's put it to a vote. Going with have your partner hear your thoughts, sir. You hear your partner's thoughts. What you going with?
Hear their thoughts.
Partners. Your partner, yeah.
Hear my partner. All right. Well, it's unanimous on hear the partner's thoughts. We're going to jump into this next topic right after this.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Did you know that over 504 million people listen to podcasts every day, just like you? That's a lot of new customers. With AudioHook, you can tap into the power of podcasting to reach the right listeners and find your next customer. The AudioHook platform is designed to make podcast advertising simple and results-driven. The best part? You don't pay upfront for placements or impressions. You only pay when your campaign delivers the results you want, whether that's more site visits, leads, or sales. That's right, you only pay for results. AudioHook uses advanced technology to ensure your message connects with your target audience. Campaigns are optimized in real time so you can track success and adjust strategies instantly. With AudioHook, you'll maximize your spend and achieve your business goals faster. Get started today and take your business to the next level in 2025. To learn more about how AudioHook can help you achieve your desired results, visit audiohook.com/results. That's audiohook.com/results.
Next topic of the day we have, would you rather have a parent for a doctor versus a therapist?
What kind of doctor what kind of therapist?
Your general doctor.
Your primary care.
Primary care, baby.
And then therapist, like not like mental health therapist.
Yep, mental health therapist.
See, you can lie in therapy. Mm. You know, you can't lie to the doctor.
You can't lie in therapy if you want to heal. If you actually want to heal.
I'd rather heal in private versus my mom know how many bodies I got. You know what I'm saying?
But you can lie about that.
What you talking about?
You don't got to be that type of doctor.
I'll be like, nah, you need to know what happened last week, ma'am.
I grew up with asthma and my dad's a lung doctor, so that was awesome. He had every type of pump, asthma pump, every type of pill.
Your dad is a lung doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
So it was actually
rich.
He rich.
You was rich too.
He was brilliant.
Girl, you can't tell that by the way Pat lives his life, girl. He is just floating. He not worried about nothing in life.
I thought he was social media rich. I didn't know he was generational rich. That's completely different.
Well, when I was a kid, he was rich. And now things changed, you know, because medicine's a little different. But
either
still,
way, you grew up wealthy.
He was never... My dad ain't broke out here. You feel me? But either way...
Was your dad trying stuff on you? Like, hey, weak lungs, come here. Let's try this medicine on you.
Every pump sounds extreme.
Nigga, he wasn't a mad scientist. Yo, strap into this, Pat. I gotta do a lobotomy.
Hey, how your lung feeling, son? Come here and try this.
No, he just always had like every medicine that I need. Every time I got sick, he had all the time, every medicine possible, even new medicine. And then a big thing for me was he had the asthma medicine that I needed.
My parents had my medicine when I was sick. They weren't doctors, but they had the medicine ready.
What was it? 7-Up.
Robitussin.
Ritalin.
Cetaphil.
Said Ritalin.
I mean, Sudafed. I never had no psych drugs growing up.
They could say Ritalin.
That's what I'm saying. His parents were like, oh, you got multiple voices in your head, huh?
I didn't tell them. That wasn't their business. Not their business. That's how you get hemmed up, you know?
Mom, can I have another bowl of cereal? Why are you doing your hair like that?
Why are you microwaving Bert? are you a serial killer? No, I'm not a serial killer, Mom. Put that mic down. Come on, Mom, please.
Nah. It would kind of suck to have a therapy because you got to pay for therapy. So I'm paying just to lie to my parent, who's probably the reason why I'm in therapy.
Damn. Man, my parents are sensitive. If I start telling them, like, Mom, I'm messed up the way I am, and it's partly their fault, they're going to start feeling some type of way. And it's like, nah, my therapy session is an hour therapy session. Like, I don't want
to. Wait. Are we saying that we're having sessions, like therapy sessions with the parent, or they're just therapists, so they just know stuff around?
No, you haven't. You either go to your parent for your doctor, or you go to your parent for therapy as your session.
Doctor.
Yeah.
I mean, that's real life.
You don't have to. You also don't have to go to a doctor as often, typically, as you would a therapist. Therapist is either like bi-weekly or every week.
Oh, that's right.
So doctors is really just when you need something.
I mean, I don't really got to go to therapy bi-weekly. It's a suggestion.
But I know you need it.
I'm healed. Look at me. Walking testimony.
Look at me.
Crazy.
I got a backwards hat on. Only happy people do that.
You have on a mask.
She got
on her armor fatigue
pants. She got clips in the back pocket. She got a boost lace up. She's like, I'm healed.
I am healed. Listen, I am so healed. Look how healed I am. Can you see the healedness on me?
I said, yo, I twitched it. You can't wait to get back.
One thing healed people never say is, hey, look how healed I am.
Look how healed I am.
Come on, y'all.
Look at me.
Everybody see my heels?
It's like radiating off of me. You don't see how healed I am? I catch it.
The thing with parents is every conversation never ends. So yeah, the therapy session could end, but if my mom still want to talk about something, she's going to talk about it at another time. You know what I'm saying?
Expert linguists. Yep.
Yeah. I don't know if I could take the therapy just leaving the session.
That's what you have to tell them. Like, no, this is a HIPAA violation. We can't talk about this right now. We can only talk about this at the appropriate time and place.
Yeah. Nah, see, like growing up, if I told my parents I was injured or I was hurt, they just be like, walk it off. Like, you sure? Like, I got scars on my face. I ain't never been in the hospital. They just been like, hey, she be all right. Like, just don't cry. You be okay. So I'm like, I don't know how effective they'll be as my doctor. Like
your parents are from Paid in Full, sound like.
I got two scars on my, I rolled off the bed and hit a table. And I vividly remember, and I cut myself, my dad just put a quarter on my forehead to put the swelling down. And then they put a band-aid. It was like, you're okay, right? Do we need to go to the hospital?
I
was
tough, like, right?
I don't think so.
That was the cheapest solution. 25-cent medicine.
I've never heard of a quarter keeping the swelling down.
You know how dirty quarters are?
Put the quarter, you pushed it on my forehead and it pushed the swelling down.
He was like, hey, Dunn, I just used this at the Metro.
Hey, Dunn.
My dad used to do a lot of OTB, a lot of track betting and shit like that. He was like changing dollars.
Dad, stop calling me Dunn. All right, B.
Presto, no hospital, no stitches, nothing. Never.
But that would all change if they were a doctor. They wouldn't do that,
right? Or it would be like a sterile quarter.
A sterile quarter. Yo, I didn't get this off the metro.
Quarter
done. Ooh, my dad's a doctor.
Oh, that's so stupid.
I would trust their skills.
And not to mention, I would be calling my parents all the time, like, I need this prescription for this. It's my office. I don't care, you my mama. Let me get my Adderall.
Like, but they might be hating. That's the thing. They might be hating. Like, you don't need it. I'm not going to give it to you. You don't need it.
Okay, well, then you know where they keep their stuff. So go steal a notepad.
Go steal a script pad?
Yeah. And now you're going to jail.
Right.
Your parents not going to put you in jail.
Shit.
You they legacy.
They going to be like, you going to fuck up my legacy.
Right. Facts. That's crazy.
I feel like having a therapist for a parent, it would get too personal. Like, they would get too much in your business. Like, oh, why do you think that? Whereas medicine is just like, I'm sick. Here you go. You feel better? Boom. That's really the whole.
Unless you call something, now you got to tell your parent.
No, that's
something's going wrong with your body.
Or you want to transition, and you got to ask for hormones. You know.
Pat, okay. What was that like? Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, you tell me. To hear.
What was it like, Pat?
Oh, we just throwing this hot potato for whose joke? Oh, Meg, tell me what this is like. Rob, what was it like for you? We just throwing it everywhere.
I just can't get over the fact that Rob is still holding this microphone the whole time.
What am I do?
I'm not gonna hold the time.
I dropped the mic at the end.
You're like a really cool youth pastor.
Rob's gonna tell all his people, like, yeah, I just did an hour the other day. Did an hour long set the other day.
Yeah.
Oh shit, Pat. You know where I met? Remember when you came down to Mexico City with Tyler Chronicles?
Yeah.
That's my man. I'm with them folks down there.
Oh, the white woman. Oh, Pat stayed at the white woman's house too?
No. It was trap karaoke. You doing a writer's retreat?
No, I'm down here. So it's a place called, not a place. This guy started this thing called The Moves, and he does events for like expats and stuff like that. So he has a comedy show. I think he does once a month. So I did that last night, and then I got another show at the Soho House down here tomorrow.
How much baby oil they pay you in?
I didn't know there was a Soho House in Mexico City. That's
what you doing down there, Tahir?
Getting money.
That's lit. Mexico City is about to be a hub for comedy pretty soon.
Really? Nah. And filming. Dude, they film a lot of shit. Like, I was down here at the top of the year filming a Spectrum commercial. They film like 8 commercials down here. And I met a dude down here who's like, his new series, he just got the filming down here. And he's flying to LA next week because they're going to do the premiere. But it's airing down here. They do a lot of filming down here in Mexico City because it's so cheap.
Yeah. It's fucking it up for the locals.
I told them last night, like, Mexico City feels like a little like New York, but not really. Like, it's like if New York went straight to DVD, like, that's what it feels like.
That's weirdly racist.
I don't know how, but feels racist.
No, because all the buildings are super close like New York. It's super crowded, but they don't build up. Like, New York has hella high rises, hella tall buildings. It ain't a whole lot of that out here, but it's everything going on all the time. New York is hella diverse. This is hella diverse. Mexico City, I think, has the biggest population of any city in North America. Like, it's fucking huge down here.
More people than LA and New York?
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, I'm looking it up right now just to make sure I ain't lying.
I did hear, I mean, the only reason we went down there for the writer's retreat is because of, like, how cheap it was. But there's a lot of Americans out there, and a lot of Americans either doing work out there or moving out there, and it's fucking it up for the locals. But,
Was it lit, Pat? I'm so mad I couldn't go.
It was actually cool. Oh, yeah. You were on that.
Why are you holding your mic?
I'm trying to be like Rob, but this joint is exhausting, so.
Because we have desktop mics that have heft to them. This is at least twice as heavy.
Mexico City has a population of 9,209,944.
Damn.
That's
be careful here. Don't you go over there and get sex trafficked. They're gonna see that big back and be like, oh dang.
Wow.
That.
Another weirdly racist statement.
Hey, look at that torta.
Yeah, that's a million more than New York City. And
yeah, I can't do this.
It's mad heavy.
Come on, man.
LA only has 3.8 million. Mexico City is the largest Northern American city. It's crazy.
That is crazy. How's the food out there?
I can't really eat it right now because of Ozempic, but it's a lot of bread and stuff like that.
Why can't you eat?
I can't do the carbs, a lot of fried. I can't do any fried foods. So I'm not doing the tacos. I'm not doing the burritos. I'm not doing the tortas and stuff like that. Just
what? You still on a hot dog diet?
Mm-mm, I ain't had no hot dogs in the Hellas.
You can't do hot dogs on it?
I mean, I'm just not going to eat a raw hot dog. I would need a bun, and I'm not eating carbs. So
I didn't know you had.
So they trick you into eating right?
Who would have thought?
That's goofy as hell. What's the point? I thought it was just magic.
I didn't know a diet came with it.
It's not magic.
Imagine if he would have just did the diet.
Right. How you know what they did and what you thought?
Ozempic is just like a regular sugar pill. They're just like, all right.
I've been thinking that the whole time. I was like, is this them or me? Because I ain't doing no sugars. Like, the only sugar I have is like from fruits now. Hold up. I cut out everything. I cut out drinking. I'm not drinking. I'm not doing anything. Like,
who would have thought actually being healthy would make you lose weight? It's so crazy.
So Ozempic doesn't do anything. They're just like, all right, here's the shot.
It curbs your appetite. When I eat way smaller portions. So like what I used to eat, I probably eat a fourth.
Should have been doing it the first.
That's what's working, not the Ozempic. They probably just shot water into you.
It's a placebo.
It's a placebo effect. All right, now you have to be on a diet. And you're like, all right, for sure. You're like, that's what's working.
Let's put it to a vote.
Man, eat a smaller portion and no sugar.
Yeah, I thought you could just inject that into a Krispy Kreme donut and eat that and be good. You know what I mean?
Hey, so have your parents
crazy business model
versus a therapist, which I go with.
Here's a shot. What if we tell them water shots
with syringes, right? But we tell them part of buying these water shots is you got to eat right. You can't have no sugars, can't have no starches, no carbs. You just got to eat right. It's the only way it's going to work.
And niggas is like, damn, I already paid for the shot. All right, I'll do all that stuff.
All right, so it's unanimous with the doctors? Is that where everybody goes with the doctor?
Yeah, I'm going with the doctor.
Wait. So niggas is eating right at the gym like, woo, this Ozempic is really helping. Ozempic works.
Let me go take another shot.
It's like, no, that works.
Eating a salad, like, man, this Ozempic is really clutch, man. Change my life.
Listen, man, you change your diet. You change your diet so you can get the best results from the medicine.
Man, I haven't eaten a hot dog in 2 months. This Ozempic is really working. No,
why are you trying to explain it to y'all, though? The way he's trying to explain it.
Let's get started on the Netflix doc now.
Eating brisket every day for whatever reason, I could breathe again.
So we got unanimous with the doctor.
I'm eating healthy and going to the gym every day. I love Ozempic.
We're going to jump into this next
topic. You know, I stopped putting a gallon of sugar in my Kool-Aid thanks to Ozempic.
No, it's not the Ozempic. That's the part that's working. You never took Ozempic. They shot common sense to you.
All right, man. So you
got a new workout pill I'm selling too. You want one?
Everybody say doctors.
Every time you take the workout pill, you have to go work out.
All right. They gave Tahir two Skittles. They were like, take this. This is Ozempic. Now exercise and eat right. And he was like, okay, Ozempic is kind of good.
All right, we're going to jump into this last topic right after this.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Did you know that over 504 million people listen to podcasts every day, just like you? That's a lot of new customers. With AudioHook, you can tap into the power of podcasting to reach the right listeners and find your next customer. The AudioHook platform is designed to make podcast advertising simple and results-driven. The best part? You don't pay upfront for placements or impressions. You only pay when your campaign delivers the results you want, whether that's more site visits, leads, or sales. That's right, you only pay for results. AudioHook uses advanced technology to ensure your message connects with your target audience. Campaigns are optimized in real time so you can track success and adjust strategies instantly. With AudioHook, you'll maximize your spend and achieve your business goals faster. Get started today and take your business to the next level in 2025. To learn more about how AudioHook can help you achieve your desired results, visit audiohook.com/results. That's audiohook.com/results.
Topic of the day, we have, would you rather win the lottery but have to spend the winnings immediately versus receive $100,000 annually for the next 10 years?
$100,000 a year, by far.
Immediately. Nope.
Immediately, you know how bad your taxes is about to be.
No. It doesn't matter because
the lottery. What if the lottery was like $250 million, but you got to spend it like immediately?
Your taxes is gonna eat your ass up if you spent it all immediately.
No, because some of us we'll budget that into what we're going to have to spend, Pat.
No, so you have to spend it.
No, no, I'm saying that's part of the spending is like, okay, I have $250 million. Yeah. My tax bracket is XYZ. That's how much is going to there. Okay, now this is
that's I'm not spending it immediately, on. Meg. That's putting some aside for taxes.
No. Meaning you could pay your Pat. You may not know this, but you can pay your taxes immediately on an IRS website.
At any time?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I pay all my right. taxes for the next few years?
Yeah, you they can never, put what you think you're gonna what you think you're gonna have to pay. Yes.
Interesting. Okay. That changes some theft.
So you overspend on your taxes, then you know they let them count it up and then they give you a little something back. You still get something back.
I don't believe they give you exactly what you owe back. I feel like they'd be like, damn, he paid over.
Whatever they want to give me back, I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. Especially after you spend it right now. Yes.
Yeah.
You know how much money I could spend right now buying stocks, crypto, whatever, right now, and how that could go up later? Yeah, I'm buying. Give me that money.
Every year. I don't want to like, you know, burn through all my money and everybody, damn, I should have got that. New such and such that come out next.
What if you buy a house and then the next year you ain't got rent? Right.
The lottery is $100 million. What are y'all getting with that $100 million?
You can't get a house because if you have to spend it all right there, you can't keep it. So you have to buy a bunch of stuff that
you can buy a house right now. You can buy a house for cash, Pat.
How would yeah?
Talking about the sales tax.
How would you pay for like mortgage and all this stuff next year?
You buy two houses. You rent the other house out. And then you pay your house with the other house.
If you bought two houses, you wouldn't have to pay your house with that. You would just have to pay the sales tax with the money you're getting from the money you're renting out. Because you're going to have to pay that sales tax every year. So that's what you do. You buy multiple properties that pay it off. You rent them out. And the money that you get from it, that's what you pay the sales tax with. And that's what
I'm not worried about property tax, because the property tax, as long as you ain't in no crazy place like in New Jersey, where the property tax be like 20-30K a year for a regular house, I would just get that money again, get investments, because then the investments will cover my property tax.
Yeah, how fast can I like own some Chick-fil-A's?
You got the cash.
Hey, if a nigga at Chick-fil-A was like, the owner's coming out right now, I would expect Rob Hate. Like, Rob looked like...
With the microphone?
He looked like the nigga to come out, was like, oh, the owner's about to walk through here. He'd be like, hey, what's going on, y'all?
Polynesian sauce. Hey, what's going on?
He got
what's
a little up? Microphone attached to the little
I can hear you, though. No, come on. What's going on? How you like them nuggets?
Hey, everybody good on the line? Is everybody good? Making sure.
Are they saying my pleasure?
You know, there's a lottery like curse. Everybody who wins the lottery spends it too fast, and then they go broke, and then they have like the rest of their lives is terrible. Y'all not worried about that?
That's people who don't get a money manager. One of the first things you should do.
First thing I'm doing
is get a money manager and a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't already have stocks, just look into some stocks.
Or crypto.
I might take that.
Trying to sell her husband.
I'm not selling my husband. I'm talking about crypto because it's
that nigga has money because of crypto, though. So that's smart.
She like, my husband can create your own crypto.
She's seen it done. Iggy Azalea created her own crypto. It's very easy to do and is doing great, actually.
Iggy Azalea has
she
crypto. Did.
She is like, she probably done with music at this point because she like, oh. She was like, oh, I don't know. I guess she was like, why would you ever do music when this is way more lucrative?
Who you talking about, Meg? Who you talking
about? Iggy Azalea.
Oh.
Set up a meeting, Meg. Let me talk to your husband.
Hey, low-key, your husband told us to get into Ethereum like 8 years ago. It was crazy. We should have listened. Mm-hmm.
I tried to buy some Acoin. Yeah, that was Akon's crypto. It was going to be the currency of his country.
Of his city?
Yeah.
Wait, isn't he getting sued because that was like a scam city?
Yeah, so like I was in early on Acoin, but you know, they won't even, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, so you got some Acoin.
But I think it went down. Like it went
yeah,
down.
But no.
It went down.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah, but no.
I don't have any. They wouldn't sell it to me, but it was
Iggy cute. Azalea has something called the mother token.
And it's doing great. Okay. She went that. I mean, I was like, what? How was she getting it?
But then you can create your own. Where did she use the mother token at? I don't understand.
Yeah, it's a whole crypto thing, but she like fancy, you could go on the Solana chain and create your own token. It's basically marketing. So if you can market it well enough,
I didn't know you could make your own. I thought everything was just Bitcoin.
No, well, Bitcoin's what you want one. Cloudy like, coins?
So much. Don't you get cloudy stuff. Coins, Pat?
You yeah. could, man, you could, and on. Then you can make people buy your stuff with cloudy coins.
That's kind of hard. It's like in-game purchases.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same thing. I'm just saying, it just.
I'm taking a 100K. Because, like, 100K every year, yes, 100K is not going to be worth as much down the line. But who's to say I got to live off the 100K? Like, I could, after 3 years, have saved up 325K. Now I have like 300K saved up. So as I'm moving the world as a 100K person, I still know I got some in the bank.
Okay.
I'm still going with that. 100K is so much less than 100 million. It's so much less.
And then here's the other part. What if you don't live 10 years? Then you ain't spending it. What you going to do with your money?
But nah, it has to be. It has to equal the same amount as the lottery winnings. You can't say the lotto was $250 million and the
no, only- that's what lottery is. They either ask you if you want your money now, or they give you like they give you a bigger lump sum, but they take a big so you chunk out of it. Or you get
a
it
$1 million
annually.
Nah, it's more than that. They either take their money out immediately and you get a big chunk of it, or you get it dispersed over the next X amount of years until it runs
I'm just
out.
Saying, every time I've ever heard a financial management person talk about the lottery, whether you take the lump sum or you get it a little bit annually, they always say take the lump sum. Because even if you're not good with money, you can hire a money manager that will help you make more money than if you had just did the lump sum over, I mean, what is it, annual.
And they're going to take some of your money too.
They will, but again, yeah, they're still going to take money even if you get it annually.
I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking
about
legal. Are you
talking about just like put a little bit over here for them?
That's what they're supposed to do. They get paid for that, but then you don't want, the state is going to take your money too every year also.
Unless you move to
Texas. Give me the 100K. I just take the 100K. I don't got to get no new managers. I don't got to trust nobody with nothing. I can't handle 100K a year over here.
100K is still 1.2
million.
Can you flip
100K is the question.
Every year.
I don't got to flip nothing. I'm down to get smaller. As 100K gets smaller, I get my life
that's
gets
my
smaller
my bad.
The whole time. So, yeah, I'm down when in 10 years, when 100K is 60K, I'll just be a 60K dude at that time. You know what I'm saying? Like, just as it goes down, I'm going down with it.
There you go.
My kids, good people. My children, excellent contributions to society. You know what I'm saying? They're not rich kids out here wilding. My kids got some. You can't have that.
Like Pat, out here just wearing.
Pat is a good example that not every rich kid turns out bad.
Yeah, they're eccentric. You know,
but see, my kids gonna be like Pat without the Pennywise mask.
Yeah. Pat was also wearing blouses in high school, so you're gonna have to deal with some therapy.
That's okay, because he's gonna be the
therapist. 100K, I'll be the therapist.
See? This mask is my safe place.
Yeah, I'm all in your business.
And
I don't got no business.
Therapy like this.
I don't do business. I'm just 100K. I'm sitting at the house. What's going on with you?
This is like, an example of this is an example of smiling on the outside.
He gonna be mad at you for not taking the lump sum. That's why.
All right, well, shit, let's put it to a vote, man. What y'all going with?
Spend it immediately. Give me it all.
Immediately.
I think I would take it immediately, too.
Immediately.
Yep. Hey, put me on the salary. Put me on the salary.
Lou, what you doing?
Immediately.
It is. Well, immediately has it on that one. I want to thank our special guest for pulling up today, Mr. Rob Hayes. Always a pleasure working with you. Shout out to the Otis line. Meg Scoot, Lulu Gonzalez, Patrick Cloud. I'm to hear more. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.